You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Casey Hudson and Kate Constable, and we have an MLB odds boost for all of you today on the Yankees. This is on Giancarlo Stanton and Anthony Rizzo to each have over 1.5 total bases, boosted to plus 550 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
I like this for plus 550. I think this is a really good boost. Stanton has been great lately. He's had at least 2 hits in 4 of his last 5 games. So he's hitting the ball really well. No hits in his last outing. So maybe a little bounce back tonight. Two base hits in 2 of those games. Two doubles in 2 of those games. Rephrase that. It's Monday morning. And so he's been batting great right now. He's been awesome at the plate. Rizzo been a little up and down. He did have 2 hits yesterday, 2 against the Sox in their first game. So he's been okay. Getting to that 1.5 total bases or over that is going to be like, that's going to be he's going to be the liability in this boost if things continue on the way they have. But you're getting plus 550. I think it's a pretty good boost.
Yeah, I love this value. It's not only is it Monday, Kate, but how about the Minnesota Timberwolves? I'm sure all of us didn't sleep last night.
I know.
My God.
I spent the morning rewatching all the press conferences, all the clips of Kat and Ant. Oh, they're so funny. I love them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm worried if they face the Celtics in the finals.
Lucy, you better watch out.
I'm scared. I kind of wanted the Nuggets.
Yeah. That goes. I was just excited for Kate. I was like, look at Minnesota.
I know. Well, okay. I had them +4.5, and I was so superstitious. I got off of Back to the Futures on the BetQL network last night, and I didn't have the game on. So, and they started coming back. So I thought I'm not even going to turn it on because I would jinx them. That's so I just stayed away and I followed it on my phone. And
I changed my shirt at halftime. Because I wore my same Timberwolves shirt that I wore in games 3 and 4 when they lost.
Oh my God. You did it.
I did it.
You did it for them.
I changed my shirt at halftime, and then I got up and I stress cleaned the kitchen and did things. And I just kind of had the game on in the background. I didn't like fully lock in until like midway through the 4th quarter. So I really think that I deserve the credit here. Yeah. Right?
It's because of you. You better keep wearing that shirt.
Thing, let it go in the distance because I have to only watch the first 2 periods of certain games and then bounce back in the 3rd. But I just figured that all of us got a little less sleep with all that excitement.
Yes, that's true.
I love what Kate laid down for the boost. I do love this value here. As she mentioned, Stanton's been pretty fantastic. And plus his stats get pretty boosted when he is at home. 13 runs, 6 doubles, 7 home runs. At home as of late, but then versus Gilbert, who's supposed to be on the mound, career-wise, 1 hit, 1 double, and sitting at a .333 batting average. When it comes to Rizzo, though, his stats are a little cleaner versus Gilbert. He has had 1 hit, 1 home run, 1 RBI, but that's over 2 steps at base. So I actually really like these odds for these 2 guys to have a game today.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 550 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to BetQL.com. Get your free 3-day trial today and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable and at The Sports Case and at Lucy Burge. Sorry, I forgot myself. myself. our favorite bets. Yeah, that's Monday. Favorite bets for today. I went with a home run prop. Anthony Santander to hit a home run plus 500 at BetMGM. Santander has 7 home runs this season, with 3 in his last 10 games and 1 in his last 6 games. Up against Sonny Gray, he has 2 hits. 1 was a single, 1 was a home run. And Sonny Gray has allowed 4 home runs over his last 2 starts. So I think this is a great spot for Anthony Santander to hit a home run tonight.
I like it, Lucy. I'm going to go over to the WNBA tonight because we don't have any NBA action. I'm going to take Alyssa Thomas on the Connecticut Sun to go over 9.5 rebounds. She's gone over this mark in both games thus far. One of those was against the Fever, who they're playing tonight. She finished with 10. So she's just barely getting over this number, but she does it consistently. She led the league in triple doubles last year. So she's constantly, you know, getting to double digits in that rebound mark. And against the Fever team that she's, you know, already done this once before, she's got some matchup advantages down low. So I like Alyssa Thomas to go over 9.5 boards tonight.
Love both of those. Finally, some hockey tonight. It was really weird having no hockey yesterday. The season is almost over. The Canucks at +1.5, -210 here. Oilers forced a game 7. But what I will say is no team in this series has won back-to-back games, which is not very favorable for the Oilers. Plus, every game aside from Saturday has been within 1 goal. So that's also why I love the spread count here. Edmonton has dropped 2 of 3 games in Vancouver during the series alone, but lost both meetings in the regular series as well. Not to say where I'm leaning for tonight's game, but just to drop that out there to say that this +1.5 can be favorable for the Canucks tonight. They're 3-3 at home, even though the Oilers are not terrible on the road, sitting at 3-2, but it's their bounce back ability. 4-3 when the opponent scores first, 3-2 when trailing after the first period. If they come out and swing big in the first, regardless of Besser being out, I think the Canucks can not only maintain this spread, but probably take game 7, hopefully move on to face the Stars.
Love that. Get in on all of our bets and the odds boost +550 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.